These are a few of my medals that I've won over the years. There's one there from my first one, Australia, in 2007. That was the Youth Olympic Games. Another one here from the Commonwealth Shooting Federation Championships. That was in New Delhi, India. This is the one I'm most proud of. This is the medal from the European Championships, gold medal.
Wow.
In Russia.
That can I hold
2010.
It?
Yeah, help yourself.
Wow, 2010. Now, how would you feel if you added an Olympic medal to this collection, Rory?
That would be a dream come true, wouldn't it? I mean, Olympic medal is the highlight of any athlete's career, and if I could win one at the Games, I'd think I'd probably retire because I'd be that happy. I wouldn't need to do anything else.
So we're just a few weeks away from the opening ceremony. We're in your home here in Plymouth, a long way from London. How are you feeling?
Scared, I think, would be the first thought that comes to my head, because, you know, walking into the Olympic Stadium, giving it a bit of thought, and, you know, there's going to be 80 odd thousand people in there. It's going to be quite an emotional experience, I think, because, you know, it's 6 years of hard work have gone into getting there, and you know, when it all comes true, it's a bit surreal, I think, but hopefully I'll enjoy it.
Still at home with Mum?
Yeah, have to be. Unfortunately, I think most athletes will tell you that holding down a job and doing normal things like buying a house or whatever kind of goes out the window, because you've got no time to do anything else if you want to succeed.
But I guess then when you find out that you've qualified for London 2012, it makes it extra special when you've got family around you here. I mean, what kind of things do you talk about when you're down there sitting around the kitchen table?
It's quite funny, actually. I don't like talking about it with my family. I because it's been a huge thing for the last, like I said, 6 years. And we do talk about it occasionally, but I kind of like to keep it short and sweet when we talk about it amongst ourselves, because I'm always immersed in it.
How do you feel about our prospects overall, Team GB's prospects at this year's Olympics?
They call it our greatest team. So I think we could do better than we did in Beijing, which would be fantastic, because I think we came fourth in the medal table in Beijing, which was better than I think we've ever done for a long time, ever since 1908 or something like that, I think. So I think Team GB should be very well prepared, and hopefully better what they did in Beijing.
Tell me more about your training regime and in terms of your fitness. Some people might think, oh, he's just got to pick the gun up, and as long as his shot's okay, then that's okay. But I guess there's far more to it than that.
Yeah, there's quite a lot more to it than that. I mean, you've got to be a good level of fitness. I mean, when we go abroad to some competitions, it's 45 degree heat. You're out there for 9-10 hours a day. And you've still got to be accurate and perform to the best of your ability. I mean, in my discipline, you've got to shoot 150 out of 150 if you want to guarantee you're going to win. Because sometimes you can miss one and that's the end of it, really. You won't win the gold. So you have got to be fit. I try to work hard on that.
And what about, I guess, mental fitness? Because with that pressure on your shoulders, as every opportunity to shoot clay comes along, you must be thinking, I cannot miss this. I cannot miss it.
Yeah, it's like walking a tightrope. And the mental side of it is, I'd say, like 90%, really. I mean, you get some of the best guys in the world, you've gone to pieces. And they're Olympic champions, world champions. It can happen to anybody, because it is literally like walking a tightrope.
And I guess you can't even begin to imagine what you might feel like if you end up standing on a podium hearing the national anthem in London.
I know, I can't imagine it. It's that far from my mind at the moment. I'm just focusing on my performance just one day at a time. If, you know, if I woke up on the right side of the bed and shot like I can, I would be on the podium. But there, on the other hand, there are 40 other athletes there who could do the same thing, which in shooting, it is very much like that. Everybody at the Olympics is capable of winning a medal. So it's very dependent on the day.